Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ross, this is Steven Silas.
I know. We talk to him every week, and I never met him.
I only get to see him, like, at games. And you're now, like, within 3 feet of me. This is so nice.
How about that? This is actually what I look like.
Well, you're not nearly as handsome as I am, but who could be at this point? Oh, what a difference a year makes, my man.
Yes,
I'm telling you, you've got trades, you've got COVID, you've got a player who'd like to go somewhere else. Everybody's smiling right now. This is a good thing.
It's a good thing to come out of that season and everybody has a smile on their face and everybody's talking about the future of the group and how exciting it's going to be. So it's great.
What was your greatest adjustment? I think I've asked you this a couple of times, but I really want to know when you sit back and you're with the family and you've gone over everything and rewatch games, what's the number one thing you're like, I'm going to be better about this next year?
I need to be better at prioritizing my life. I mean, I don't know if this is the question that you are.
I like you going deep thoughts with me here.
I'm going deep. Yeah, last year was so difficult, and there was so many things with, like you said, COVID and people not wanting to be on the team and trades and injuries and who is going to be the point guard tonight. And it's very easy to get lost in all of that and not enjoy being a Houstonian and enjoy being a member of my family and all of that. So putting things in perspective was something that I wanted to do this summer, and I think I have. But it's a hard job, and we're super excited about it and everything, but I can't get caught up in every win and every loss. It's like, that's not how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, the hardest thing for me when talking to you, and for those that don't know, when we weren't traveling last year, so you and I would talk on the phone before a game and do our pregame interview, and I'd say, you got eight guys, and you go, well, I technically have eight guys, but there were nights that only seven could play.
For sure.
I don't know if anybody, and look, your other coaches in your fraternity had this similar situation too.
Absolutely.
I don't know if that's ever been as bad for anybody in sports, whether it's baseball, football, or basketball, where you were literally sweating whether or not you had enough players to play in a game. And so if anything can change, if just that can get away from the life of an NBA coach, that's got to be a win for you.
Definitely. I mean, we talked, and there were games where I didn't know who was going to play the point, and that's a pretty important position.
Sean Tate's a nice ball handler, but my man, I mean, it's a little rough.
For sure, and Kelly Olynyk's not here, but he played point as well, it would be nice to have a deep group that on a nightly basis I can say, you know what, we have the same starting lineup that we have had for the last five games. That'll be amazing this year.
For sure.
And you mentioned having to kind of change your perspective. What did you – did you start downloading meditation apps? Did you just go on vacation? What did you do to, like, decompress and just kind of change your perspectives like you have?
Yeah, I mean, I did go on vacation with the family, and that was important. But it's just a lot of conversations with important people in my life, whether it's my dad and my mom who have been in the NBA for – 50, 60 years, and my wife and my kids and other coaches around the league and guys who, like Steve Clifford, who I worked for in Charlotte, and he was in Orlando, but now he's not coaching anymore. So he has a completely different perspective on the whole coaching thing. So I am super intense when it comes to coaching. I am very much invested in coaching, but to have the highs and lows of the wins and losses is not healthy for anybody. So my goal is not to do that, and I'm sure I'll be a work in progress. But at least I have that thought in my head going.
There'll be more wins this year, though. So
no doubt,
you should be.
No doubt, no doubt.
All right, we know what rookies will go through because every rookie goes through the same growing pains, even when you're number one pick or number 22 pick or a street free agent. Let me get to some of the guys that are still on the come in terms of young. KJ Martin, love what he saw in Vegas. Scoot's doing what he did last year, the 50-point game. What's Scoot's next level for you?
Scoot's next level is probably the consistency. He did have the 50-point game, and he had some very good games, but there were also some games that, you know, were didn't live up to the same. You can't expect him to be
right.
50 every night, but just not having the dips that young guys have. And he's been working all summer. He's been in Houston. He's been in New York, kind of back and forth, and working on his game, working on his shooting. And his thing, he'll be the first to tell you, is he wants to be great this year. And in order to be great, you have to be consistent. So,
is he a happier man now than he is 2 years ago?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think they're all a little bit happier just because, number one, last year is over. But two, we've spent a lot of time with these guys, and we spent a lot of time together, and they've spent a lot of time together, and we've been very intentional. It's got to be this year with these younger guys. We can't just assume that everybody's good. We have to put the time into it to make sure that they're good.
And so you do have those young guys like Matt was talking about, and it's interesting because, like, so as an NBA head coach, you have, like, five different jobs, right? You're a tactician. You have to manage personalities. You have to do all those types of things. What is your level of involvement with these young players and trying to just show them how to be pros? I mean, maybe there's some mentorship on the team, like veteran guys like John Wall and Eric Gordon could do some of that, but what is your role in that as well?
Oh, I have a huge role in that. The individual meetings that we have this season will be maybe two film clips of them doing something and a half hour conversation about life and how they're doing and their family and making sure that we're doing things in a way that makes sense to them. And most of all, for them to know that my door is open and I have had all of these experiences with young guys and older guys. And there's really not too much I haven't seen in the NBA. So they know that they can come into my office and we can chop it up. And it doesn't always have to be hoop.
Before I let you run, Coach, what have you told your veteran guys? You don't have a lot of them, but you do have a few. Eric Gordon, obviously, has been around a long time for this organization. DJ Augustine, I mean, all you asked him to do was play, and no matter what he was, he helped you out. You got Tice away as in free agency. I'm not saying you separate the young from the old, but there are guys that are not going to want to go through the same growing pains that they did when they had to first join the NBA.
Yeah, the conversations have been good with those guys. They kind of understand where we're at, but I am making sure that they're included in everything that we do. And, I mean, Eric Gordon has been a sixth man of the year winner, and he's been a three-point champion, and he's done a lot in this league, so he has a lot to offer, not only as a mentor or whatever, like, he has a lot to offer with his game. So that's going to be an important thing. DJ Augustine, very much in the same way. Daniel Tice, very much the same, where they don't necessarily have to lead. They can lead in however, whatever way that they want to. And that's been the message that I've had to those guys. It doesn't have to be the rah-rah, you know, leading with your voice and getting into guys and all that. I'll take care of that. Lead by example. And the guys will learn a lot more by watching how professional you are than what you say.
Lastly, I asked you during the course of last year, would you like to see Christian Wood gain a little bit of weight? Tell me where he is physically right now. And more importantly, look, your guys are going to get nights off. It's just the rigors of an NBA schedule. How much is that going to be managed early on, later on? Because I would think he personally would not want to miss large stretches, and you want to be able to stretch him out over an 82-game schedule.
Yeah. So he's been in Houston, I think, for the last 6 weeks, 5 or 6 weeks, working on his body, he still is managing his ankle. His ankle is fine, but it's something that he just has to make sure that he's taken care of. So when he has a good day, that he can stack good day on top of each other. So his body looks good. He's been in town, which is amazing. I went to go see him in Miami, and that was great to connect with him on the court as well as in his in the weight room and stuff. He can lift a little bit more than I can. But
it's funny. You went to Miami. If he says I'm living in Billings, Montana, would you have gone? I don't know. I think you as coaches are so selective about where you go. The players go to the Bahamas to work out. You're going to Miami to see him. I don't hear Buffalo ever in the mix.
Well, it's really dependent on the players. You know, hey, he decided to go to Miami, so all you know right. what?
Not his choice.
Exactly. I'll take one for the team.
If I have to.
I'll go to Miami. I'll stay for a few days, see him for one, and then after that, you know, We'll see what happens after.
All right. Well, it is great to see you. We're going to become besties this year.
Yes, sir.
Whether you want to or not.
That's all right. That's all right. I prefer this much more to the phone calls. Very for sure.
Steven Silas joining us here on Sports Talk 790.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.